bringing beat baseball and much more to the Dominican Republic by Richie Flores. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Richie Flores. From the editor, Richie Flores has served as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Austin, Texas, has coordinated youth programming, and has played beat baseball with the Austin Blackhawks for quite some time to raise awareness of the blind in his community. Here is what he has to share about a recent international awareness mission sponsored by the National Beat Baseball Association. I have dedicated most of my life to educating my world regarding the capabilities of the blind. I also play beat baseball. This summer, I got to do both when the Austin Blackhawks, the most celebrated beat baseball team in America, were invited to play a game in front of thousands in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Vladimir Guerrero, Albert Pujols, and Pedro Martinez began their careers on the same Quisqueya Stadium ball field, where we took part in one of the most empowering steps toward first-class citizenship for the disabled. The team's interactions with political leaders and the mass media, coupled with amazing international sportsmanship, redefined blind that day for a Caribbean nation. How did beat baseball come to the Dominican? It's a terrible story with a hopeful ending. It starts with a horrific carjacking that blinded a young engineer named Francina Hungria. That tragedy led to the creation of La Fundación de Francina Hungria. Ms. Hungria's survival brought about a revival, a true desire in her country for better understanding and acceptance of people with disabilities. The fundamental mission of La Fundación Francina Hungria is to take part in projects that demonstrate the potential of blind people. With the support of the Vice President, Margarita Sendino de Fernandez, Ms. Hungria hosted the Austin Blackhawks for 5 days of national awareness and education. Not only did we Blackhawks tap our canes upon the historical floor of the Presidential Palace in Santo Domingo, but we got to have a face-to-face meeting with the Vice President, who confided in us that she produced Braille business cards during her election campaign. She believes in literacy, and she believes in blind people. That faith was apparent in the treatment the Blackhawks received. All 5 days we rode in a bus chartered by the Vice President's transportation staff, expertly maneuvered by soon-to-be team favorite Miguel, the most incredible driver in Santo Domingo. Each morning we dodged in and out of the chaotic traffic of the city to arrive at various newspapers to support Ms. Hungria's mission to tell the world about what blind people can do, what we think, and what we want. One such newspaper, El Día, led an interactive interview with our team in which the topic discussed was our vocations. In true blindness public relations fashion, we proudly announced our individual careers. We are business owners, state employees, warehouse workers, accountants, counselors, students, and proud parents. The Austin Blackhawks have it all. 7 of the 9 legally blind players who attended this awareness mission trip are employed. The other 2 are current college students, one of whom recently earned his associate's degree in physical education. The other is certified in CrossFit training and can almost certainly outlift most who are reading this article. One of the most memorable moments for me was on the television show Divertido con Jackie. This was a nationwide variety television show similar to our own Michael and Kelly, with a Jimmy Fallon edginess. We were dancing for disability awareness alongside La Fundación de Francina Hungría. Thousands saw the show, which translates to Fun with Jockey. Through these fun activities, we made an impact. Then it was time for the game. Los Hurricane del Caribe, Caribbean Hurricanes, are the new beat baseball team in Santo Domingo, and much of our media tour was spent publicizing the Clásico Beat Baseball. The gentlemen on the Dominican team were excited to learn from us of the security, equality, and opportunity that can be possible for their country's blind citizens. Together with Francina, they are encouraged to open minds on disability. In the Clásico Beat Baseball, over 4,000 watched as the Blackhawks and the Hurricanes demonstrated beat baseball. Faith Penn, a close personal friend and a female ball player, actually smashed a beat ball pitched by Cy Young-winning pitcher Pedro Martinez. Beat Baseball's own Hall of Fame pitcher, Kevin Sibson, pitched to a blindfolded, hard-hitting outfielder named Moises Alou. This event was bigger than a game. It was a rally for empowerment. Thousands cheered the players and learned about their potential. If you can play baseball blind, they realized, then you can hold down a job under the same circumstances. I had tears of joy as both teams shook hands, slapped backs, and hugged each other in joint respect for moving forward toward acceptance and inclusion in front of thousands of our sighted peers. Together, Francina Hungria's nonprofit, the Austin Blackhawks, Beat Baseball, and the organized blind movement made a difference one ground ball and one life at a time. Giving a dream. One of the great satisfactions in life is having the opportunity to assist others. Consider making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind to continue turning our dreams into reality. A gift to the NFB is not merely a donation to an organization. It provides resources that will directly ensure a brighter future for all blind people. Seize the future. The National Federation of the Blind has special giving opportunities that will benefit the giver as well as the NFB. Of course, the largest benefit to the donor is the satisfaction of knowing that the gift is leaving a legacy of opportunity. However, gifts may be structured to provide more. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission, realizing income tax savings through a charitable deduction, making capital gain tax savings on contributions of appreciated assets, providing retained payments for the life of a donor or beneficiary, eliminating or lowering the federal estate tax in certain situations, reducing estate settlement costs. NFB programs are dynamic, making the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, providing hope for seniors losing vision, promoting state and local programs to help blind people become first-class citizens, educating the public about their true potential, advancing technology helpful to the blind, creating a state-of-the-art library on blindness, training and inspiring professionals working with the blind, providing critical information to parents of blind children, mentoring blind job seekers. Your gift makes you a partner in the NFB dream. For further information or assistance, contact the NFB Planned Giving Officer.